This is Fresh Air. Each week, our rock critic Ken Tucker reviews a new album, but this week he has an album that's not exactly new, but it's only just caught on. It features Jennifer Warnes singing the songs of Leonard Cohen.
Now the flames, they followed Joan of Arc. She came riding through the dark. No moon to keep her armor bright. No man to get her through this dark and smoky night.
6 months is a lifetime in popular music. Records arrive with great fanfare, become immortal hits, and wither into golden oldies in the space of half a year. However, I'm here to talk about a happy exception to this rule. 6 months ago, singer Jennifer Warnes released an album called Famous Blue Raincoat, in which she sang 9 tunes written by the Canadian poet and songwriter Leonard Cohen. Warnes has had some hits in her time, such as her duet with Joe Cocker, Up Where We Belong. That's the Treacly theme song from the Treacly movie An Officer and a Gentleman. But this Leonard Cohen project didn't sound like a potential smash hit to the record companies she approached. Finally, a small label called Cypress Records released the album. Famous Blue Raincoat got good to glowing reviews, but even its biggest fans expected it to be just a cult favorite, an album enjoyed by a small circle of friends, here today, gone tomorrow. Now, 6 months later, comes news that Famous Blue Raincoat has, in the language of the biz, gone gold. Sold over 500,000 copies, more than anything Jennifer Warnes has sold before, and way more than Leonard Cohen ever sold of his own records. As a popular and artistic success, Famous Blue Raincoat deserves attention. Here's Jennifer Warnes singing her version of one of Leonard Cohen's most well-known songs, Bird on a Wire. That was Jennifer Warnes singing Leonard Cohen's song Bird on a Wire. Those of you familiar with the two best-known versions of that song, Tim Hardin's and Leonard Cohen's own version, may be surprised or even appalled by Jennifer Warnes' drastic overhaul of that song, which is usually sung as a kind of baleful dirge. Nonetheless, Warnes' radical reinterpretations have the blessing of the song's author. Leonard Cohen worked closely on this project with Warnes, sings with her on one song, and even wrote the admiring liner notes. It may well be that Leonard Cohen realized that what Jennifer Warnes was doing was giving new life to his work, forcing skeptics like me to confront him in a new light. To me, Cohen has always been a drippy drag, his songs little more than solemn processions of doomed lovers, grieving families, and alienated deep thinkers. Anyone who can come up with metaphorical howlers like "hair upon your pillow like a sleepy golden storm" As a man, I want to keep at arm's length and ear's length. But hearing Warren's tear through Leonard Cohen so enthusiastically has changed my mind to some extent. What Warren's has done is rethink those Leonard Cohen lyrics, to sing them and arrange them in a way that drains off all the self-pity and wet-blanket romanticism. This is, I think, a classic example of the way pop singing can impart sense to words that actually make very little sense at all. Jennifer Warnes gives Leonard Cohen's work an emotional truth it hasn't possessed before. And what does it mean that this collection of stately, rather obscure pop music has sold more than 500,000 records? Very little, perhaps. It might be just one more sign that the pop audience is getting older and is seeking out calm voices and so-called good singing, as opposed to that loud rock and roll stuff. Or it might mean that people are actually going for intelligent records like this, that there's an increasing sophistication among pop fans who are learning that you have to look beyond what's on the radio or in the top 10 to appreciate the best in music these days. Either way, Famous Blue Raincoat is the best break Leonard Cohen ever got.
Ken Tucker reviewed Jennifer Warren's album, Famous Blue Raincoat. He writes about popular culture for the Philadelphia Inquirer.